But Father, we thank you so much for what you've just done. Soul snatched out of hell into heavenly kingdom. Glory to God. Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. How wonderful, how wonderful. Thank you for every person that's here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are ready to receive your word. And the anointing destroys any yokes that will try to hold or hinder it from doing what you've called it forth for to do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I have three scriptures I want to share with you, and I'm going to go ahead and read the scriptures, all three of them, and then come back and talk a bit about those scriptures. And just prepare your heart, whether you're young or old. Know you got your phone down. Know you're listening to the word of God. You say, God, what do you have for me? Lord, what do you have for me? And then the Lord said, well, what did you bring for me? What do you bring to me? What gift of yourself, your heart, your time did you bring to me? And he's ready to pour himself into those who will listen. Amen. We're ready for the scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look at the scripture. God says, seek the kingdom of God first and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And those things are mentioned in the verses before that. And then we have James chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So we have a scripture tonight. We have scriptures tonight telling us what to do to be stronger in the Lord, to do what God would have us to do. And if we had to give a title, it's fight the good fight of faith. We want to do what God says. The scripture says further in James down in verse 20, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. But you know, you can't hear the word if your mind is somewhere else. So come on in, come on, like I heard Sal Torres do the other day. Come on, come on, come on back. And I won't say I won't be long, but I'll be as long as I am, amen? But that word, that word, that word, that word is true. We have a whole packet, Ruthie, to give her. We have a whole packet to give her. Jaleel will get it afterwards, amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And Paul was instructing Timothy how to live. Don't go after the things of the world. Don't go after the things of the world. Seek God. Seek God. Seek his will. Seek his way. Yield to him. You just got born again. You've got to say, Lord, I'm yours now. And you are mine, so I'm going to live for you. Seek the Lord while he may be found, one scripture says. So what are we doing? We are fighting that good fight of faith. We're seeking the kingdom of God first, and we're asking God for wisdom in everything we do. So let's just say this. Say, I fight the good fight of faith. Oh, come on, put it in. I fight the good fight of faith. I seek first the kingdom of God. Come on, grandchildren, I need to see your mouths going. I seek first the kingdom of God. I ask God for wisdom in all things. So that's just the three things I want you to think about. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. In other words, Kenneth said when he taught the other day, you have to labor in the word. You have to dig into that word. You can't just say, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. I read my Bible and go on and get on Facebook and do whatever else you do all day long and never go back to the word and be able to stand. I want to encourage you. I want to admonish you. Actually, this is a commandment from God. What are you going to do? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That's it. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. Say, through faith in Jesus Christ. Am I calling her name right, Rosie? Is that your name? Rosie? Rosa? Rosa. She just laid hold on eternal life. She just laid hold on eternal life. And now we have to teach her how to fight that good fight of faith. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God, studying the word of God. How much time have you put in the word today? It's no put down. It's just a question that you need to ask yourself. And how much time could you have put in the word compared to the amount of time you did put in the word? Amen. And it's for you. It's not for somebody else. It's for me. It's not for somebody else. Then when I get it in there, I can share it with somebody else. Are you listening now? He said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession among many witnesses. In other words, they heard you say you're going to live for God. They heard you say you were born again. They heard you say you are a Christian. So Christians don't go around cussing and fussing all the time and doing all the evil that he just told Timothy not to do. All the things in Matthew chapter 6 that he said, don't worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and all of that. God knows you have need of those things. He is the Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Say that. Say, he's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. But I've got to seek his will, his way, his word, and do it his way. Said, I have to do it God's way. Say, I have to do it God's way. And we follow him. Amen. So he was saying all these things that people desire. And God is blessing us with these things. But that's why we brought the wisdom verse in. Because you've got to know how to handle it. How to manage it. That blessing, that financial blessing, that joy blessing, that peace blessing that God is pouring out on us right now. But we have to know not let any of those things become our God. None of those things can become our God. So what are you going to do? Say, I will. I determine in my heart right now to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and he'll give me all I need. Shout hallelujah. I'm watching those grandchildren up there to see if they're talking. Amen. That's all that I need comes from him. And then I give it back to him and he pours more out into my life. And then I can help somebody else. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? We're going to fight the good fight of faith. We're going to lay hold on eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are called to be the children of God. Remember that poem I wrote about CFC, about this ministry, this church, and that's the same for every church. But we are called to be that church that shines brighter than the noonday sun. That church that preaches the gospel. Lady came the other day to interview me about some things about this church. And I said, we are called to preach Christ to everybody. Every race, every creed, every color, anybody who are here, believe and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's our call. That's our mission. And as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he gives us everything we need, we lack nothing. Say, I like nothing. Because he supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. So sometimes, you know, people make things their God, and you talk about, well, he had a nice car. He just made it his God. He had a nice whatever house. He made it his God or she and all. But then the person living in poverty, they make that their God because they hold on to it. And they say, well, I can't ever get out. I can't ever get up. Bad things just keep happening to me over and over. I can't ever get up for falling down. That's not the word. The word teaches us that when we fall down and we repent, if we're in sin, or when we fall down and the enemy attacks, he lifts us up out of the dunghill. sets us with princes. And that's who we are, and that's where he sets us. And so you make sure you're lifted up, and your children are out this summer, and you'll be getting ready to go back to school, and there'll be other children who may want to look down on you and say you're not this, and you say that. But you do it now. I seek the kingdom of God first. And I could care less about what anybody else says about me, because I have Jesus as my Savior. He's my friend, and he will never, ever leave me or forsake me. That's who I am. That's who I have. So I'm going to fight this good fight of faith. I have laid hold on eternal life, and I'm going to stick with Jesus because I know he'll stick with me. He's like that super glue. He won't turn me loose. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? And when you're doing this in this walk with Christ, he's your Savior. And you really want to do, and like when you came here tonight, you really want to do your best. You want to put your best foot forward to God. You're not doing anything for me per se. You're putting your best foot forward to God. You're giving him all the love that you have. You're giving him all the reverence that he deserves, because he is God. He's the Holy One. We were reading in 2 Samuel, I believe it was, the other day. And after Saul had died, and the man came to David, and he bowed down. He gave obeisance to him and bowed down to him because he was the king. Because he was the king. And so we give reverence to God in the sanctuary, especially, but wherever we are, because he's the God of God, the King of kings, the creator of heaven and earth, and the one who made us. And he's the one that gives us life and breath. Amen? Amen. Can you shout hallelujah? Amen. So say this, I fight the good fight of faith. I seek the kingdom of God first. And his righteousness. He adds everything I need to me. Amen. Say, I have taken hold of eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. So in order to live this life, in order to live this Christian life, this walk with Christ, in order to fight this good fight of faith, as I seek first the kingdom of God, I have to know what I'm talking about. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? I go to his word. I study his word. If he says, love my neighbor, I love my neighbor. If he says, love my enemy, I love my enemy. I don't bring him strange fire. I sure wanted to teach strange fire tonight, but I don't want to give him that doesn't bring him honor, that doesn't bring him glory, because he is God. So in order to do that, I need to have some wisdom. So what am I going to do? If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be what? Given to him. Ask God for the wisdom that you need. The Passion Translation says that if anyone longs to be wise, say, I long to be wise. Say that. Read Proverbs chapter 8. Because wisdom says, I was with God before he ever made the world. So if you can have that kind of wisdom, if you can have that in your life can change for the better. Say, for the better.
For the better.
If anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see you your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Well, I fail somewhere. God said, I'm going to get you. No. Say grace.
Grace.
He gives me grace.
He gives me grace.
But he says we do have to repent. Amen.
Amen.
So you make sure that you ask God for wisdom. So, Lord, I ask for wisdom to deal wisely in the affairs of life. The financial blessings that are coming my way, I ask for wisdom to manage my money. The new relationships that are coming my way. I ask for wisdom of how to treat people. I just ask for wisdom, Lord. And I receive it by faith. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So the three things that I have to say to you tonight is that you fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called. You're called, you're called. Kenny said the other day, he said, I can't expect a check from Walmart when I work at Winchester. You can't expect to live a life outside of God and for God's blessing. But if you live within the perimeters and the life that God called us to, Isaiah, what is it, 119? And if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. But 20 says, if you don't, you're going to suffer. So if I'm suffering, I need to find out where I got off the road. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? And get back on the right road. And as we were reading 2 Samuel, I think it was chapter 2 today, and then I read somewhere else, I forgot where it was, and he was saying, my people got away. He said, but when they call unto me, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if they'll humble themselves and pray, he said, I'll hear them. I'll forgive them if they'll just repent. And so God is saying, I want you in a high place. Say high place. Everybody raise your hands up. Say high place. Because it says he has set us with princes. He wants us to live there, not so we can look down on others, but so we can lift others up. Say, lift others up.
Lift others.
Shout hallelujah. So in this fight, good fight of faith, there's your prosperity, there's your healing, there's your joy, there's your peace. There's everything that God is and that he has provided for you. Say, it's mine. And so we fight the good fight of faith. And as we do that, how we do, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything that God has, he adds to us. He gives to us. Say, it's mine now. And you have to learn to access it because he has given it to us. And you claim that and you walk that. And then our call is to go into all the world. Say, all the world. And preach the gospel. Share this gospel, this life in Christ with others. Anybody that you can snatch out of hell will thank you throughout eternity. They'll be saying, Lord, where is that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that witnessed to me when I even didn't want to hear or when I just didn't know? Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so ask God for wisdom. He says, listen to this, in Passion 5 again. If anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm you with his generous grace. Then 6, just make sure you ask, empowered by confident faith without doubting that you will receive. Don't let the devil come and say, well, now, you know, you messed up or you didn't do this or you spent your tithe money or you cussed somebody else or you slapped somebody, you did something like you did. No, I repented of that. So now I can come boldly to the throne of grace and God will do what he said. How this came about with the lesson I was studying, listening, And looked in my drawer for some paper, and I ran across this poem that I wrote some time ago. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Join with other believers who have confessed hope in Christ. Live fully your confession, as many have heard you say. You are so ready to follow the way of righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience each day. Fill your heart with the word, by hearing and hearing again and again, as your faith grows stronger, you will flee the old life of sin. Use the word as the weapon in your faith fight until every victory you won, until the enemy has to flee because of your faith in God's only Son. He is the Savior, the one who gives you life, the author and the finisher of your faith fight, the giver of eternal life. To all who believe and receive him, they too can fight the faith fight through faith in Jesus Christ. Fight the good fight of faith. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ask God for wisdom. Father, we thank you for the words you've given us to share. We thank you that no one will leave without taking hold of these 3 points tonight. May they become embedded in their heart. And they are not just saying, oh, we got out early tonight, it will show up tonight. May these words become embedded in their spirit. And they meditate in them day and night. So that when the faith fight is necessary, they know already that they have the victory. They know you are number one in their life. And they know they have wisdom from you to do whatever it is that you've called them to do. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. And we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone who needs prayer for anything? Anyone who needs prayer for anything? Just lift your hand, close your eyes. And if you're listening by live streaming and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and maybe you were watching when Rosa received Jesus as Savior and born again, and you might have said that if you haven't. According to Romans 10:9-10, you confess with your heart, a mouth. You believe in your heart. What you believe in your heart? That Jesus is the Son of God. He lived, he died, he rose again. He now sits at the right hand of the Father. And he's beckoning for you to come. The word says, if I believe it, I'll call on your name, I will be saved. So I call on your name, Lord Jesus. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And the word said on the day of Pentecost, they all spoke in tongues. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. And I ask you to fill me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I thank you, and I receive it by faith now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm a new creature. I'm born again. You are my Savior. I have eternal life with you through Jesus Christ, my Lord, and I thank you. In his name, amen. And if you did that, you contact us at bovcfc.org, at connect at bovcfc, and we will get some information to you to help you grow in your walk with Christ. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Jesus is soon to return, as Bishop always says. You want to spend eternity with him in Christ Jesus. Thank you all for coming. Take this word. Take this word. Put it in your heart. Meditate in it day and night. Grow stronger and stronger in him.